Data for the report cards go back more than 50 years and has been used to confirm sea level is rising along U.S. mainland coasts and Alaska. Researcher Molly Mitchell says the more years of data they have, the better they can see what's going on.
The rate of rise was so small that it was hard to recognize. And as we've gotten more and more data, we're getting to a point where that increase is becoming more noticeable in the tide record.
So back in the 1950s and 60s, sea levels were rising less than 1/8 of an inch, hardly noticeable. But the slow, increased acceleration of sea level rise works a bit like compound interest, building up over the years. If the trend continues, 30 years from now, Norfolk is looking at an increase in sea level rise of about 1.5 feet. That means more frequent flooding for areas that now flood a couple of times a month.
The other thing it means is that the storm surges that come in will be on top of that extra 1.5 feet of sea level. So a storm surge that today is 4 feet in 2050 would be at the 5.5 foot elevation.
That would put most of the city underwater, according to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, which last year proposed a $1.4 billion project to build storm surge barriers and other protections. Virginia's congressman representing Norfolk districts just requested $5.4 million to complete the preliminary engineering and design phase. I'm Pamela D'Angelo.